Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us here on Press TV's Top 5. Now, Canada's Prime Minister says the U.S. President Donald Trump cannot be relied on to play by the rules as they are laid out. Now, Justin Trudeau renewed his demands for a dispute resolution mechanism in a new deal, which is expected to replace NAFTA. He added that keeping this mechanism ensures rules are actually followed by all parties. Trudeau also said that he doesn't need to go to Washington for NAFTA talks for the time being. Negotiations to revamp NAFTA have been ongoing for some months now. Last week, Trump warned that he could proceed with the deal with Mexico alone and levy tariffs on Canadian products if Ottawa does not come on board. Joining us out of San Francisco now for more of this is Jack Rasmus, Professor of Political Economy. Hello, Professor. Professor, it's a pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. Now, these comments, do they not seem like total distrust coming out of the Canadian Premier's mouth?
Well, I happen to agree with Canada in this case, and it's pretty clear that Trump is unreliable. That's the way he ran his businesses before he came to the presidency. He was notorious for breaking deals after he negotiated them, even refusing to pay his lenders so that he could renegotiate a better deal for himself. It got so bad that American banks would not lend to him, and that meant he went to that institution, that financial institution, oftentimes in Europe, Deutsche Bank, money laundering, kind of a sleazy operation, where he linked up with the Russian oligarchs. It's pretty clear, and I think the Mueller investigation will eventually show that he got a lot of money from the Russian oligarchs in order to continue his business. Well, he's running the White House and the government the same way he ran his business, and we can see some of the consequences of that. He's not reliable. He will break deals until they're actually written down on paper and signed in concrete. And, you know, there's kind of a personal match going on between he and Trudeau. He's kind of upset with Trudeau. Last time they met, Trudeau went to the press and ran around Trump, and Trump has never forgotten that. But notwithstanding all that, I think eventually Trump will come to an agreement with Canada. He may have a separate agreement. I don't think legally he can get away with that because it is a treaty. You can't break up a treaty. But they'll come to an agreement because all of this trade war with U.S. allies is kind of phony. If you look at the terms in which agreements are eventually reached, they're pretty softball. The only real trade war potential is with China, and we see him even backing off of that this week.
Now, we saw the talks for revamp NAFTA between Canada. I mean, it went ahead with Mexico, but you very well know it broke down. Chrystia Freeland, the Canada's foreign minister, was there in Washington trying to hammer it out with the U.S. Trade Minister, Robert Lighthizer. They got nowhere. And then ultimately, you saw Chrystia Freeland saying that, look, the deal that they're proposing is not good for Canadians. It's not good for the working class, the blue-collar Canadian. So therefore, we can't accept it. And now we're seeing this impasse between Trudeau and Washington, and Trudeau's refusing to go. Trump is still throwing these comments out that we're going to get what we want on our terms. So my final question to you, looking at this impasse, we're playing chicken now, Ottawa and Washington. Who gives in?
Well, I think eventually, the issue is this adjudication thing. Trump is trying to get a better deal for American corporations on disputes. That and the Sunset Clause were the real issues. You see, we almost had an agreement back in spring with NAFTA, and Trump threw a wrench into that works because he doesn't want any kind of an agreement until it gets closer to November elections. So I think we'll either see an agreement with Canada right before or, you know, not too long after that, unless Trump finds himself in a more difficult political position after the November elections.
Thank you for your perspective, Mr. Jack Rasmus, Professor of Political Economy, joining us there out of San Francisco, California.